This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
If time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam receiving revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Jibreel alayhi salam, the revelation cut off and stopped for a period of time. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was worried for a moment. And when Jibreel came to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked him, there is beautiful conversation that happened. لماذا تهجرنا يا جبريل أو هجرتنا يا جبريل, why you leave us alone? We want you to come all the time and more often and visit us frequently. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked this question with curiosity, and he wanted to know why Jibreel alayhi salam abandoned the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or stay away, or stopped coming to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the response was profound by the angel, and he says, Jibreel alayhi salam says, وما نتنزل إلا بأمر ربك له ما بين أيدينا وما خلفنا وما بين ذلك وما كان ربك نسيا. صدق الله العظيم. So my whole khutbah, I will focus on the last part of this verse. And he says, we will not come down to any prophets or any messenger or to any mission, any angel come to this life from the seven heavens, from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They won't come to this life without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when they go back again, they go by time, they go by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, how did you leave my servants? How did you find my servants? As we all know from the hadith. كَيْفَ تَرَكْتُمْ عِبَادِي كَيْفَ وَجَدْتُمْ عِبَادِي. How did you leave my servant? How did you find my servant? And the conversation goes between the angels and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Jibreel alayhi salam responds to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we won't come down without the permission of Allah. لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَ وَمَا خَلْفَنَا. He have the knowledge of the past and the knowledge in the future. وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ, in between, and everything in the past and everything in the coming front of us. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't forgive, will never be forgetful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never been forgetful for anything that we do in the past. And He won't forget anything that we're going to do. And even when we perish from this life, when we go from this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded in His noble book that He has, Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا وَأَحْصَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَدَدًا. That everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala documented by written, and He counted everything that we do. إِنَّا كُنَّا نَسْتَنْسِخُ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. We have copied everything you do in your lives. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. When Fir'aun asked Prophet Musa alayhi salam about the knowledge of the unseen, the past and the future, Prophet Musa alayhi salam responded to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, responded to Fir'aun, and he says, this is also recorded in Surah Taha, في كتاب لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى. Everything that we do in a book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never miss, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forget. So everything that the believers do, it is written down. And everything that disbelievers do, it is written down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. It is your actions that I counted for you. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمِدِ اللَّهِ. And whomsoever found good, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon what you have seen. And whomsoever find anything, that is not good, that is bad, that is a sin, فَلَا يُلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. Don't take blames except to blame yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. Allahumma ameen. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, one of the eloquent, knowledgeable scholars of Islam, a wise scholar, he says, "Fi kitabi Rabbina," in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is an ayah, "Sahmun fi qulub al-zalimin, wa balsamun ala ibadihi al-mu'minin." There is an ayah like an arrow in the heart of the wicked and the transgressors. And it's a cool and tranquility and the peace in the heart of the believers. He said, "Wama hiya ya imam?" What is this ayah, O our imam? He says, "Wama wala yadillu rabbi wala yansa wama kana rabbuka nasiya." He referred to the ayah from Surah Maryam and he says, "Never ever your Lord is forgetful." We have witnessed what's happening for the past almost year and a half. What's happening in Sudan, what's happening in Lebanon, what's happening in Gaza, what's happening all over the world. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًا. Remind yourself about the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't forget about these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never leave His slaves, His servants, His believers. وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify them, raising their maqam, their raising their or elevating their status, and take them near to Him as a shuhada, as a martyrs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, He put these people in difficulties and hardship just for us to see how to reflect and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِيَبْلُوَ بَعْضَكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is the test, ultimate test, for the believers who are watching and seeing what happened to these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put these people in front of us to test us with these difficulties. وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يُفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. You're still going to come and ask, where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why Allah is the most merciful? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't this happen? This is weakness in your iman and the weakness in the belief. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us, Allahumma ameen. And always we're showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on every blessings that He bestowed upon us from this life. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to protect all of us, Allahumma ameen. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never been headless. لا يغفل ولا ينام. He's aware of everything that His servants do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in His glory book, when these people comes stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and define everything that's been written, that everything been documented. وقال إمام هذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. That everything that they have been received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they find it front of them in this book. Never missed anything from the major thing that they do or the minor thing that they do. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never wrongdoing anyone. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when you see all these sacrifice, when you see all these people who've been killed left and right, tell the humanity, tell yourself, tell everyone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is overwatching. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًا. That everything you do in your life to towards your children and you receive it in a negative way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't forget what you have done. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. Tell your spouses, you treat them right, you have done everything that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked you to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forget what you have done. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. Tell everyone in your community, I have done my rights. I have done everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked me to do. And if you receive it in a negative way, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Be patient with everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose for you. And always remain faithful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to make us among those who have a strong faith in Him. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah azim li wa lakum. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatan wa salaman ala ibadihi alladhin astafa Muhammad Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ittaqa. My dear respected brother and sister in Islam, be aware of wrongdoing anyone in your life. فَلَا تَظْلِمَنَّ إِذَا كُنْتَ مُقْتَدِرًا فَالظُّلْمُ يَرْجِعُ عُقْبَاهُ إِلَى النَّدَمِ تَنَامُ عَيْنُكَ وَعَيْنُ الْمَظْلُومِ لَمْ تَنَمْ وَعَيْنُ الْمَظْلُومِ مُنْتَبَهٌ وَعَيْنُ اللَّهِ لَنْ تَمُ. Be aware of wrongdoing anyone, because wrongdoing anyone, the result of it is always regretful. Being regretful of what you have done to others. The mazloom, the oppressed one, would never sleep because he's going to make dua against you. As a ummah that has been hurt, we've been making dua since that day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, Allahumma ameen. Been doing dua and we're raising our hands. Those who think about their brothers and sisters in their communities, rather in Sudan or Kashmir or Pakistan, any part of the world, we are hurt, we suffered. We're making dua against these people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take His revenge from us, Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يدمر شملهم وأن يجعل كيدهم في تدميرهم اللهم آمين. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى remove this suffering from this ummah اللهم آمين. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, فَإِنَّ عُقْبَاهُ تَفْضَى إِلَى النَّدَمِ. The result of it always make the person who transgress or wrongdoers always being regretful of what they have done to these people. تنام الله تنام عيناك وعين المظلوم لم تنم يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم. He always make dua against them. If your eyes been sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't be asleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't forget what you have done to these people. وما كان ربك نسيا. Always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Always remain faithful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يعلم السر ويعلم الخبر ويعلم الحزن ويعلم السعادة والله بكل شيء عليم والله بكل شيء محيط. Allah knows everything. Allah planned everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of everything. Being patient, it is not being heedless. Being faithful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qadr, being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change this universe in the way that He see it, that is going to be changed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us, Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this suffering from this ummah, Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins, Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show all of us His mercy, Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the suffering, Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa al-Muslimin, wa'izz al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين في كل مكان، اللهم اهدنا في من هديت، وعافنا في من عافيت، وتولنا في من توليت، وقنا واصرف عنا بفضلك اللهم شر ما قضيت، اللهم لا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر، واغفر لنا يا ربنا فيما جرت به المقادير، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلاة وسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كبيرا. Before inshallah ta'ala I leave, I would like to leave this quick announcement inshallah ta'ala. Raleigh Masjid always needs your help to keep thriving. Without you inshallah ta'ala, we would not be able to provide the service and the community support that means so much to all of us. Please donate generously in the lobby or by the kiosk inshallah ta'ala, or check your website. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
تراص وحتى ديلو سويت ماي بيس من الجاي مش حال بين مناكب الأقدام الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا ولما رأى المؤمنون الأحزاب قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وصدق الله ورسوله وما زادوهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم ويعذب المنافقين إن شاء أو يتوب عليهم إن الله كان غفورا رحيما ورد الله الذين كفروا بغيظهم لم ينالوا خيرا وكفى الله المؤمنين القتال وكان الله قويا عزيزا وأنزل الذين ظاهروهم من أهل الكتاب من صياصيهم وقذف في قلوبهم الرعب فريقا تقتلون وتأسرون فريقا وأورثكم أرضهم وديارهم وأموالهم وأرضا لم تطئوها وكان الله على كل شيء قديرا الله سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك إن كنتن تردن الحياة الدنيا وزينتها فتعالين أمتعكن وأسرحكن سراحا جميلا. وإن كنتن تردن الله ورسوله والدار الآخرة فإن الله أعد للمحسنات منكن أجرا عظيما. يا نساء النبي من يأت منكن بفاحشة مبينة يضاعف لها العذاب ضعفين وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا. ومن يقنت منكن لله ورسوله وتعمل صالحا نؤتها أجرها مرتين وأعتدنا لها رزقا كريما. الله. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم. Welcome to your masjid on this lovely day, the 22nd. Join us tonight for great men and women around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Part 1 with Imam Umar Dahnoon, tonight after Isha. Unleash your child's inner artist with Canvas Art Fun. Don't miss this painting activity for youth ages 9 through 13, next Sunday the 1st at 2 p.m. Go to RaleighMasjid.org for more info and to register. Join Al Maghrib for their next single-day seminar, Deception, a Study of Shaitan, with Sheikh Sa'id Tasneem. Register now for 50% off through the 24th via almaghrib.org/deception. We need your help to keep thriving and provide the services and community support that means so much to all of us. Please donate in the lobby or online at raleighmasjid.org/donate. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Enjoy this wonderful week. Wassalamu alaikum.